arrived at the Sitka Sound Science Center, where scientist Shannon Adkinson was showing me the first step in making an orca skeleton.
I'm happy to show you where we're cooking up bones if you want.
We go down and stop in front of two large steel tanks with crab boilers flaming underneath.
Vertebrae from it, and when I open this up, it'll get a tiny bit stronger. So if you're not going to like that, you might want to step back. So basically, I'm taking the cover off this other bag and just looking to see the stage of this one. This one's looking pretty good.
Yeah, that is ripe.
So this, just if you have a peek, it's almost like whale soup. And see how we're cooking that up, and it's much the way you would make a turkey soup after Thanksgiving. And you can see all the vertebrae there starting to come apart.
It looks like a giant rack of ribs.
That's exactly what it is, actually. Yeah. Rack of orca instead of rack of lamb. So what we do is, once all of this is pretty much loosened up off the bones, what the students are doing then is they go and scrape off all of the soft tissue, which we end up throwing away. And then once they've done their part, then we'll take over again and we'll do a chemical treatment of the bones, and that'll make them all nice and white, and then no one will believe they ever looked like this.
When the orca carcass was found, Atkinson brought it here to teach kids about science.
When we were told that there was a dead killer whale on the beach on Kruzoff Island in March, we jumped on the opportunity to participate in the necropsy and to harvest all the bones. And so we have a complete skeleton of a young killer whale.
Students at the center's summer science camp are about to clean the orca's 50-pound cranium.
Okay, everyone needs gloves. So if you do not have a pair of gloves, please right now get gloves, the purple ones.
It's sitting in a large sink of water, and it takes three adults to move it onto the large steel table where kids are waiting. It's been boiled, just like the rest of the bones. Later, it's going to be some lucky kid's job to reach inside the small opening of the back of the skull and pull out the brain.
I know, this is the part that the kids tend to like. They tend to have an affinity for gross things. With the toothbrushes, I have some other picks and things.
I'm expecting the room full of middle schoolers to be squeamish once they get down to it. But as soon as the smelly chunks of whale flippers, the jaw and vertebrae hit the tables in front of them, they tear into it like it's no big deal.
I'm thinking probably at the teeth because of...
But then one of them has a little mishap.
Oh, it just got me in the eye. Ew.
What just got you in the eye?
The juice. Oh, ew.
This looks like it's pretty dirty work.
It is dirty work. I can see why scientists have fun with this.
This isn't your average science class. Atkinson says many kids aren't lucky enough to have such a cool specimen to learn from.
Yeah, these kids are lucky. This science camp is exposing them to a lot of neat things between the red tide last week and an orca skull this week. You can't ask for a whole lot more in terms of a kid's science education.
Okay, go ahead very gently.
Now it's time for the part I have been dreading. But the kids are so excited to see the whale brains, they squeeze around the table to watch.
Okay. I'm feeling the brain, and it feels like my homemade pesto.
Okay, homemade pesto.
It looks like cat food.
It's made up of...
After scrubbing and carefully removing all the whale tissue, the bones will be soaked for about 3 weeks to remove the remaining oil in the bones.
You can use them to help pull the tissue out from around each tooth.
Then, later in the summer, a group of undergraduates will start piecing the skeleton back together. Finally, at the end of this long process, the completed orca skeleton will be on display at the Sitka Sound Science Center.
We hope to have the skeleton articulated to unveil for Alaska Day.
Atkinson says this will be 1 in 5 completed orca skeletons in the United States, since they are rarely found intact. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Bender.